Welcome to Big Thoughts Episode 2, our first episode for 2021. In this episode, we discuss many different questions about being human with both what important philosophers think and what we, the next group of big thinkers, think. Enjoy.
The weakness of strength theory.
If you want to go from New York to Paris, the easiest and fastest way is, of course, to go by aeroplane. There are lots of things about an aeroplane that make it fantastic for traveling long distance. Its huge wings, for example, a powerful engine.
However, if you think about it, an aeroplane would be just about the worst possible way of trying to get home from school or going to the shops. Exactly the same thing that makes a plane great for long distances would make it terrible for driving around the town or around in a city.
The roads would be too narrow for its giant wings, and the engine would probably destroy all of the shop windows. There would certainly be nowhere to park. What this can show us is that the strengths of the plane for flying long distances can also be weaknesses when it comes to a short trip.
It is actually quite similar with people. For instance, a person might be very good at work. That means they are good at getting difficult things done quickly. They'll also probably be good at telling other people what to do. And maybe they are able to think carefully about money a lot of the time.
That person will never miss a meeting and will work a lot. Maybe late into the night or over the weekend. But the strengths that make them good at work are also weaknesses. They probably don't have enough time to play or have fun. They are always checking their phone to see if there is a message about work.
They might be stressed and worried because they have to make sure that every little problem gets solved quickly. So this person, even though they're good at doing their job, might not be a lot of fun to be around at home.
You might know a girl or boy who is quite exciting. They make jokes about the teacher. They don't care what their parents think. They are adventurous and quite naughty. But these exciting things about them are also weaknesses. They most likely get into trouble a lot, and because they're so busy being naughty, they don't learn much at school.
Even be the other way around. Maybe you also know someone who is very careful and neat at school and is very good at their work, but they are not very brave and don't like playing games or climbing trees. There is a big idea here. Strengths are always weaknesses. Every strength you or someone else has is always a weakness too. You can't be good at one thing without also being bad at something else.
See this in yourself. Maybe you get annoyed with yourself if for not being so good at some things. But you know, you do have talent in other areas. Or suppose even that you are good at lots of different things, even that can be a weakness, as it might make you impatient and easily annoyed with other people when they can't do what you can. There's always something.
Can people exist without laws?
Here at Big Thoughts, we'll think of some topics for episode 2, and this is what we thought of. Can people exist without laws? Well, this is kind of an easy question, but a hard one at the same time.
According to our Google search, our society rarely survives without some sort of code of conduct. Thus, it cannot survive without law. Whether it is natural law or human law, from the very ancient period of human evolution, there is certain practice going on of law. Natural laws are the ones that just make sense when you consider the nature of humanity. Man-made law is law that is made by humans.
Since then, the law has referred to be a needed term in society.
But on the other hand, if you mean tactic laws, directive that are fostered upon the masses by the people in charge, then yes, society can exist without laws. There were a number of societies in the 20th century that didn't allow any kind of formal leadership or lawmaking. It depended what you mean by laws.
Imagine that you can go up to an ice cream truck and get an ice cream for free.
Yay, free ice cream!
Yes, but if there were no laws on paying, then money would end up worth nothing and there wouldn't be enough ice cream.
If they didn't have laws, our society could not operate properly. There would be no laws, rules or regulations regarding the environment, traffic safety devices or repair of streets and roads. Sidewalks wouldn't be shoveled and open to the public. Crimes would be committed and there would be no punishment or rehabilitation. People could abuse animals or people without getting into trouble, arrested or charged.
The world would be a dangerous place without rules for people to follow. If people did bad things, like steal other people's things, then they would get away with it because there are no laws. The government would be corrupt and people would not listen. The world, in less than 5 years, would be polluted and the human race as we know it would cease to exist.
From the quote of Bernard Russell, "Government can exist easily without laws, but laws cannot exist without government." And also there would be so many more deaths and no penalty to the killer. So it must be pretty clear that laws are essential to society.
Here's what some other Aquinians think.
People can exist without laws, but the earth won't be the same. There would be pollution and many people would die.
I think that it would be impossible to exist without laws. Laws help people live life safely. People would start to kill, loot, and do dangerous things. Taking out laws would make it so that society becomes anarchy.
People will be able to exist without laws, but there will be a lot more deaths, and in Australia, there would be guns. If we had no laws, this year COVID-19 would be way worse and everyone would be affected.
People would still be able to exist without laws. If there are no laws, then people would definitely be a lot more crazy and they wouldn't listen to others. If there are no laws, then someone would be really violent and take it too far. It would just be harder without laws.
Could people exist without laws? No, because people could steal and pollute and do etc. like steal from banks. And that would make other people do the same back, which would slowly corrupt the earth, and with COVID-19, people could just walk out into the park and they would catch COVID, which would slowly kill away the population.
Why do we dream?
We dream because it helps you store important memories.
It also helps us get rid of unimportant memories and short thoughts and feelings.
Freud's theory states that dreams don't actually mean anything.
Instead, they're merely electrical brain impulses that pull random thoughts and imagery from our memory.
This is why Freud studied dreams to understand the unconscious mind. Therefore, according to Freud, your dreams reveal your repressed wishes to you. Researchers now believe that dreams help us process emotions, consolidate memories, and more.
Dreaming enhances creativity and problem solving. It's been shown that deep, non-rapid eye movement sleep strengthens individual memories. But rapid eye movement sleep is when those memories can be fused and blended together in abstract and highly novel ways.
Dreaming is normal and a healthy part of sleeping. Dreams are a series of images, stories, emotions, and feelings that occur throughout the stages of sleep. The dreams that you remember happen during the REM cycle of sleep. REM stands for rapid eye movement.
One theory for why we dream is that it helps our creative tendencies. Artists of all kinds dream with inspiring their most creative work. You may have awakened at times in your life with a great idea for a movie or a song too.
Most people have a bad dream or nightmare every once in a while, with no notable impact on their sleep quality. When nightmares happen often, though, they can become a barrier to sleep. For some people, nightmares occur multiple times per week or more than once in any given night. Sometimes dreams make a lot of sense, like when we've been working hard and we end up dreaming we're still at school. Theories about why we dream include those that suggest dreaming is a means by which the brain processes emotions, stimuli, memories, and information that's been absorbed throughout the waking day. According to research, a significant percentage of people who appear in dreams are known to the dreamer.
Researchers have found that the brain's activity during sleep may explain the capacity of dreams to foretell the future. There are frequent stories of people who explain that they had dreams unexpectedly come true.
There is not likely ever to be a simple answer or theory that explains the full role of dreaming in human life. Biological, cognitive, psychological. It's very likely that dreaming may serve important functions in each of these realms.
When a part of the brain isn't activated, your mind doesn't realize dream activities like walking through walls isn't possible.
Most dreaming occurs during REM sleep, rapid eye movement, which we cycle through periodically during the night. Sleep studies show our brainwaves are almost as active during REM cycles as they are when we're awake. The theory of relativity. In one of his dreams, Einstein was telling a farmer about cows being surrounded by an electric fence, but the farmer saw something different. Einstein awakened with the realization that the same event could vary from different perspectives, and the theory of relativity began to take shape.
One widely held theory about the purpose of dreams is that they help you store important memories and things you've learned, get rid of unimportant memories, and sort through complicated thoughts and feelings. Research shows that sleep helps store memories.
What are memories?
Memory refers to the process that are used to acquire, store, retain, and later retrieve information. There are three major processes involved in memory: encoding, storage, and retrieval. Human memory involves the ability to both preserve and recover information we have learned or experienced.
A healthy Harvey has said, "Our memories are stored inside nerve cells in our brains, often in multiple cells that communicate with each other. Each nerve cell looks a little like a tree with a trunk, branches, and ultimately little twigs called spines. The cells of one spine communicates with those of another cell by realizing chemicals."
Until recently, scientists assumed that memories lost because of dementia were permanently lost.
Yet there was a reason to question that because of memory loss, you can be fit for. Like me, you may have seen people with Alzheimer's disease who forgot the name of their child until one afternoon the name is there again.
And like me, maybe you thought that memories are not permanently lost,
Perhaps they're just buried deeper and harder to access.
Think about it before you finish. Think about it restoring your memory.
People on the internet have said, if you have a nutritious diet, you can restore your memory.
Great, let's try. We haven't lost our memory, and let's hope we never. But if we do, then you know what. We asked some people their opinion to this question. If we lost our memory, who would we be like?
If I lost my memory, I would probably just act like a baby and not be able to do anything. When you're a newborn baby, you have just started life and you have no idea what to do. All of your learned skills have been lost, as well as you don't know how to do anything other than breathe and cry.
If I lost my memory, I would forget everything in my brain, but I would still have the same personality. But you might know your name from when your parents say it a bunch of times.
If I lost my memory, we would not remember anything, but we would still have the same personality and would not remember anything I did in the past or present time.
If I lost my memory, I would lose my personality because I would forget all my experiences and everything I would have learnt in life. I would know nothing and I would be like a baby that was just born.
Thanks for listening. If you'd like to get in touch with us, email us at bigthoughts@aquinas.wa.edu.au.
We would really appreciate hearing from you. Look forward to our next episode coming out later this term.